okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
A day like this, you couldn't have gotten a haircut, really. Oh, oh Lord! Bow chow, bow bow
bow bow bow bow. I've always wanted to do that.
All right, well,
always.
That's why we're on the blank, man. Dreams come true.
Was that that dude that anti-COVID dude that played Hercules?
Anti-COVID dude that played Hercules.
Like back in the day, like Hercules, like the show.
The TV show?
On the television
was
show.
Was he anti-COVID?
I think so.
Oh, what's his name?
Or anti-vax or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that dude, when I was younger, he used to have like the nicest long hair, and I always used to be like.
Yeah, he did have quite the locks on him. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. He used to, it was him and Xena, the warrior princess.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then, you know, coming from Newmarket, like all my friends had really long hair.
Oh, so you were jealous. You were a little jealous.
Yeah, they had the angel wings. The skater angel wings.
Oh, okay. And now you're living your dream today.
God damn.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the 100th time, Young World! I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
That took you a minute to say, what's wrong? Is everything okay?
I'm Ryan.
Okay, man, this is the blank. This is the blank 100.
Yeah.
With Carlos and Ryan.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Pretty nuts, man.
Pretty wild.
It's almost like we're in awe.
Holy.
You know what I mean?
Jeez. I mean, clearly we're in a celebratory mood. I mean, Ryan's got a tie in the hair, and I just look natural. And
you look lovely, by the way.
What?
You look lovely.
Whoa, hold on. Sorry, one second, guys. This is our 100th episode.
It's his hair, man. It's doing something to me.
We haven't gotten into a fight. Oh, jeez. We haven't gotten to a fight ever on the show, correct?
No.
Today was the day, dude. You pissed me off. First of all. Oh, my God. First of all, okay, I'm just sitting here minding my own business, looking simply irresistible shit.
Pantene Pro-V commercial-esque.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to go and touch my hair?
Hey.
Don't do that shit.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Best behavior. Your hair is doing all kinds of flips and tricks and whatnot. Look at you go. You're a Super Saiyan real quick.
I feel like one of those troll dolls.
But then if you slick it back, Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Pulp Fiction, troll doll.
Pulp Fiction.
John Travolta. Tina Turner. Whoa, what's love got to do?
Just before we jump into the episode in itself,
I just
wanted to say happy Thursday to everybody.
Woo!
But it's not like every other Thursday that happen to share.
No, sir.
Today's Thursday is a very special one.
Oh, yes.
And like Carl said, and how we've been hyping it up, and I hope that you saw our promo for this episode last week.
I posted up some classic videos in the meanwhile. You know, our best bits from the show. And then we had a little bit of a teaser last week.
So definitely go check that out.
Check it out.
You know, if it's after this or before it or whatever it may be, you can put this on pause and go check that. We just thought it was really funny.
Mm.
You know, the to look back and, like, honestly, part of the editing process of getting those videos up and just, like, finding out which ones that we liked was so much fun. To kind of reflect on all, like, the fucking stupid shit that we've been doing the last 2 years.
God. I think this, but today's episode takes the cake in stupidity today, though.
Honestly. Well,
this intro is pretty up there. I think we should do something a bit different today. I think they deserve a remix of the intro. Here, one sec. B-L-2-2-L-K. Carlos and Ryan. Carlos and Ryan. Blank 100. Pew, 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 pew.
So that was the that was a remix of the blank.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty dope.
Thank you, man.
I'll take it. I'll take it. It reminded me of, like, you being, like, Sonya Blade or something like that from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was trying to go for the Mortal Kombat-esque, you know, that I was trying to go for that.
Yeah.
I can never understand how dudes with perms do it, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, dudes that are tough dudes. Like, dudes from the hood.
Like Jerry Curls and
shit. Yeah. How? How do they? Man, yo, if you don't stop fucking around, I'm going to pull up on them, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get set loose, you know what I'm saying?
Give me my hair tie.
Yo, give me my hair tie. Give me my hair tie. Yo, give me my brush just now.
Yeah, this is wild, man. I'm starting to feel natural.
You know, one day these dudes are buying bullets and drugs. Next, they're buying Pantene. You know? But hey, to each their own. For those of you who are wondering if we're looking to the side at for video purposes, if you look to the side, the game's on.
Yeah.
The Maple Leafs are playing Tampa Bay just now. It is game 5.
Huge.
Massive.
We can
game.
Close it out.
We can close it today.
We can close it out. This will be finally the night that we can get rid of the Leaf curse. It.
Yes, and pass the first round. Yeah. Maybe even, we could win it all, man. We could win it all.
But honestly, man, like, if we can beat Tampa tonight.
There's a chance.
We could win the whole thing,
we could
man.
Win the goddamn.
It's
whole
like
thing.
Almost like man. We've gone so deep into like the past, and we've been cursed for so long. And this year is going to be the year that we get rid of the curse. Mm. So
I mean, you know, I'm wearing my Leafs blue. You know what I'm saying? In support. It would have been red, but you know, the blue I have to represent for Toronto. So I hope none of my blood members see this. Know that you know I only do this one time for you know the Leafs. So go Leafs, go. Go get them, boys. Speaking of playoffs, the Bucks got eliminated.
Yeah, huge.
And Giannis came in with a very inspirational retort to a question where he felt.
I read what he said, but please, reiterate it.
The Bucks did get eliminated from the playoffs, a very disappointed and a bit upset Giannis. Was in front of the media. One reporter had asked him, "Do you think that your season was a failure?" And Giannis was just like, bro. He was about to go sicko mode on this dude. You could tell. He was finna just go up. You know, they call him the Greek freak for nothing, bro. He was about to jump off, slap the taste out this guy's mouth. But he's like, you know what? No. Let me keep my composure. There's white people in here. All right? So he goes, look. It's not a failure. It's a setback. He asked the guy point blank, when you work every year and you don't get a promotion, do you consider that a failure? No. You have to work. You have to continuously work, and work to get where you are. And then eventually you might get that promotion. You might get that bonus. You'll get there. This was not a failure. This was a setback that we have to work harder in order to do. It's a lesson, you know? He was, you know, just let them know that, like, look, Michael Jordan was in the NBA for 15 years. He only won 6 championships. Are you telling me that 9 of those seasons were failures? No. Because why? He's regarded as the greatest of all time for those reasons. All right? He worked hard. He learned from those, you know, those losses, and he came back from it. That's why. All right? So, folks out there, let Giannis, you know, let Giannis teach you something. All right? Yeah. When you have a setback, it's not a failure. It's a lesson. It's something you can learn from to improve on and be better at next time. That's all it is. He's in sports, but you can relate it to anything you do. That's why we do this podcast. We may not have great episodes. We may not be in the limelight right now. But you know what? We learn and we improve and we get better until we are millionaires and I don't have to fucking go to court and fight for goddamn child support. God, bitch, I know you're watching. Excuse me.
Yeah, so the moral of the story is just to let Giannis spray his wisdom all over your face.
What the fuck is that?
I'm sorry, man. I'm on the 100 hype. Oh, my God. This is wild.
Oh, jeez.
Never thought I'd be here, Mom. Hey, Ma.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, no.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
There's been a lot of, like, sports stories now, I guess, with, like, just the times and stuff like that. Mm. But, you know, super exciting. Super exciting. So, you know, we're hype about sports season in Toronto. Yeah. And, like, you know, the weather's getting nice and, you know, getting into June.
Yeah.
Or sorry, May.
May.
Absolutely stunning. So we're super hyped. And it's a good time like to be able to be a bit more active outside with the podcast. Because, you know, during winter, we have all those really long months in Canada.
COVID.
So, you know, and for our summer months, if you've been with us since the beginning, a lot of our summer stuff, we do a little bit more videos outside. Mm. You know, all the kind of our sticker history, all that kind of stuff is really cool. So, you know, super excited, man.
Oh, yeah.
Weather getting nice and whatnot. It's dope.
What was your go-to episode of The Blank?
It's funny because I think we've spoken about this in the past when we've done, like, you know, small reflections here and there. But there's a lot of good episodes, I think, that we jumped into. I liked as soon as we sort of made the turn, and I'm sure that a lot of people happen to be listening to us. You know, we went from topic to just allowing the conversation to flow. And, like, there's so many funny jokes and so many episodes where it's hard to pinpoint down exactly where the turn went and, like, which ones are my favorite. But there's so many good times in, like, the later half of what we did. But just the beginning of our podcast and, like, how immature it was and... Honestly, I loved how we got to sit on one topic for a little bit for a specific episode. So, like, one of my favorite episodes, and I've said this before, is, like, the 90s television episode. Where we're just talking about all the different cartoons and all that kind of stuff that we deemed as our babysitters when we were younger. So, honestly, if I were to go back to that one, I would like to, I wouldn't say redo it, but I would love to go back and just listen to it again, you know, and see how far we've come as, you know, public speakers and just being confident in what we talk about and stuff like that. So really cool, man.
All right.
But, what about you? What about you?
My favorite? I'd probably be the same. I think I enjoyed that one a lot more. I guess, like, a big moment was when we talked about, like, employment. I mentioned the Bret Hart incident.
Yes.
That was a good one. When we talked about the pastors, the televangelists, sorry.
Yes.
That was a good one. and our Halloween one I enjoyed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the top of the list for me for sure was Golden Age Babysitter. Yeah. That was my favorite.
So definitely go check that episode out if you have not listened to it
highlight.
Yet. Or if not, at least go listen to some of it because Carlos and I definitely enjoyed making that episode. And it's so far back. Mm. And it's so weird to think about because it was within, like, the first 10 episodes, I think, that we did.
Mm.
And it's crazy how something like that, so nostalgic, just, like, ends up being, like, your favorite one.
I mean, just, like, you just look back and just, you almost forget. And just, like, man, what did we talk about? But then you look back on the videos and then it's, like, man, I really said some dumbass shit. But we did it, and now we're here, man. Now we're here. We're live on 100 episodes, baby, and we can't thank y'all enough for supporting us so far. So,
definitely.
And we got more episodes in us, so stay locked, and thank you for joining us for the ride. But I guess some recent news. lost a icon, a legend today.
Mm-hmm. We definitely did.
R.I.P. Jerry Springer. Jerry. Ooh. Jerry.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You think he's going to get into heaven?
Definitely.
I've seen his show.
If there is a heaven.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, we're getting into this now? Oh, dear.
No, I'm just all kidding. Right. But yeah, no, definitely, man.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he was apparently, he was like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his show, holy shit. I was watching clips today during work, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think that he entertained more people than he, like, ruined their lives? if we were to assume that all of it was real, like, yes. Every single story was real,
yeah.
Like, it was at face value, you know, he did more entertaining as an entertainer and a talk show host than he was, like, a bad person or, like, the bad stuff that he did in life.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous.
So this is how it feels to have long hair, eh?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, rest in peace to Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I don't think he ruined more. I think his show was the epitome of trash TV. Like, it just, like, it was good entertaining TV, like, to pass the time. And then you just move on from it. His show, it's just, you watch it, it's like, you can't watch too much of it, because I like, even today, I could feel my brain cells being like, oh, that ain't it, Chief. Oh, here we go. Sorry, folks, technical difficulty with the stream, but the game is on. If you hear a scream, it's either because they scored a goal or one of our hair fell off. But either or, you'll know the difference. But yeah, RIP to Jerry. I can't be talking serious like this and then look like this on video.
Can
you imagine me being a surgeon, you know, and then, you know, things didn't go well? I have some deeply bad news to tell you. He didn't make it. And we tried our hardest. There was nothing more that we could do. If you have any other questions or concerns, please, by all means, reach out to my colleagues. Dr. Sand here will be more than happy to help you with any questions or concerns you may have. And I am so sorry for your hair. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just before we jump into the next topic, I think that another... sort of on the sad note of recent news, what's going on in Sudan at the moment. I don't know if anyone's listening. But fucking, they need to figure that shit out, man, because, like, we're running into just craziness. And I know that over the past couple of months, we've had the Russia-Ukraine issues and a lot of other issues. But, like, what's going on in Sudan is actually really fucked up. There's, like, two military, like, coups or two military, like, it's going against each other, and, like, people are just dying. They have, like, 500 deaths in, like, the last week.
Jesus.
Or something like that. So, you know, it's already sort of a tough country to come from, realistically. Right. It's already making it worse. So, I know, yet again, to go back to the topic where Carlos is like, man, we're trying to speak about something serious, and we look like this. But definitely, if you have not checked it out, go check out the, you know, keep up to date with those certain current events, because... it's super sad. Canada's doing actually quite a bit. I think we actually just sent over a plane to try to bring some people back, which is really good. So, yeah, you know, rest in peace to all the people who lost their lives in the fight over there, and hopefully they can figure that shit out quickly. But yeah.
Oh, boy. But in lesser sad news, but not sad, but interesting, Don Lemon and Tucker Tucker Carlson.
Huge, man.
That's pretty big news.
Huge.
Holy shit. Don Lemon of CNN, after 17 years, was let go. And that was before the news that Tucker Carlson decided to go his separate ways from Fox News. And he worked there for quite some... He was basically the face of Fox News for quite some time.
They said that as soon as the news launched to the... Like, as soon as it got released that he was leaving, or, like, that he got fired or whatever happened realistically, I think Fox shares dropped like 4%.
Damn.
Crazy, man. Oh, just because of that news.
Well, I mean, Tucker was a, yeah, he was like
huge,
the face of the company.
Huge.
Yeah.
Anytime you would ever see Fox News stuff.
Tucker Carlson.
Like, it's the way that, like, you know, you think about the blank with us. Yeah. It's like, you look at Carlson Ryan.
You
it's
can't,
like, when you
I
think
can't
about
name
Fox News,
another host on
yeah,
Fox
no,
News.
I can't. Not at all.
Can you? I sure as hell. I, like, if you say Tucker Carlson, I'll be like, oh, yeah, host for Fox News. Like, who doesn't know who he is? But damn. Apparently, he didn't like Trump, even though he was a Trump supporter. And some ish about Moolah going on, but... Yeah, I hope those dudes find somewhere else. Suggested ideas were that they start a podcast together.
Oh, together. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, they could definitely do it separately. I'm yeah. sure there are people that would listen, but together, that would be crazy.
That would be a wild podcast. That would be definitely eyes all
I
on.
I think a lot of people would listen to that.
Especially if Trump is running again.
Oh, yeah. They'd have like a shit ton to
Guys,
talk about.
Guys, we're giving you millions of ideas. So if you a $1 million worth idea, so send money our way and we'll get the contracts going. Okay.
Yeah, like a right and left yeah. politics yeah. like podcast. Yeah,
why
that's
not,
extremely
right?
smart.
That's exactly like this show with you being on the right. And yeah, you know what I mean? That's how we do.
You being a He-Man woman hater.
Yeah, you know?
You're going to do it?
I think I'm going to do it.
So, everybody, if you can stop for a second, we will give you a little
stop
bit of time.
What you're doing.
Go grab yourselves a drink.
Yeah.
Any drink.
Even if it's 8 a.m. in the morning that you're listening to this.
Any drink that you can.
Any
and
drink.
I want to celebrate this with you.
Yeah.
And Carlos.
Got a bottle. We
got a bottle of champagne and... You know, due to the celebration of it being our 100th, we're going to open it up on stream and have a little bit of champagne with everybody. So as Carlos tries to figure out how to open up this bottle, please go get yourself some drinks.
Wait, they both score?
I think they did.
That's wild.
We missed it.
I did not see that at all. Okay.
We missed it.
We'll watch the rest. Okay, I'm gonna open this now.
Okay,
wish me luck.
Don't poke any eyes out.
I might be, you know, this might be the episode where I need the emergency.
So Carlos has only done this once in his life, from
my
understanding.
Once.
So this is gonna be a second time.
Years ago, so I don't remember much.
So it's gonna be a little bit tough.
If I bleed, upload the goddamn episode.
Let me get some paper towels real quick. Give me 1 second.
So in the meantime, a few of you probably have questions as to why I chose the blue hair. Oh, and we're back.
Man, this looks funny from the back. That's what he said.
I didn't. That was inappropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Wish me luck, folks.
All right. Everyone get their... I'm just trying to make sure I don't get my eye poked out, man.
Don't you try?
I'm just saying.
It's so hard.
You can do it, Carlos. You can do it, Carlos. Oh, God. Oh, there you go. Oh, don't worry about that. It's fine. Yeah, love it.
My fault. I don't know. That was supposed to happen. Technical difficulties. Play the music.
B-L-N-K.
Fill in the middle with an A.
Carlos and Ryan.
And I don't even remember the rest of the song. And I sing the damn thing. Oh, dear.
Hear what you have to say today.
Fuck yeah.
Woo.
Ready to get tonight rolling.
Oh,
but yeah, I know. Yeah, we're going to pour it out. I can clean the rest later. But I'm just going to pour this up for me and Carlos.
Boom.
A little bit of champagne.
A little bit of the bubbly.
You know, here to celebrate with everybody that's listening. I know that for our audio people that may be watching this in their car for a walk, they probably can't celebrate at the same time. But
if you can hear it, clinkety clink clink to all of our fans, to all of our friends, to all of our loved ones, and to all new viewers that are hopping in, potential viewers that are going to hop in, And to 100 episodes. May we have 2,053 more. That's in my contract.
Fucking wild.
Boom.
Cheers, brother. Gotta love it.
I downed it. Give me another.
How do you like it? It's pretty good champagne.
Champagne. Champagne poppy.
I don't have any champagne flute, so we're drinking out of...
I think the episode, if we ever get Drake on the show, that's when...
we're drinking out of... yeah, we'll be live.
Yeah, we'll be live for that one. We'll be in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Cheers again. Clinkety clink clink.
Delicious.
Woo!
But yeah, just to...
Oh, you're not going to cry, are you?
I am. I just might.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's honestly, it's crazy because after like so much effort and like so much time spent, like the amount of like hours, like I would like to say we've at least spent almost 1,000 hours, maybe a little bit more.
Isn't that crazy?
Almost like that much time just working on the podcast, making sure that everything is working. Like, yeah, the episode's an hour.
But isn't that wild?
100. There's probably 100 hours or a little bit more than 100 hours of stuff. But we probably have like 1,000 hours just talking, working on certain things, outside projects, like whatever it may be. Like it's crazy, man. Like the amount of time that has gone into this, and like for us to be able to produce something for people to listen to, and for our viewers to come back, you know, every once in a while or weekly or whatever it may be, how many times you listen to us, it's fucking astonishing.
It's like, it really unreal, man. Like, the, even, like, it may not be much to people in general, but the fact that we have the following that we do is just, it's it says that the potential is there to even grow more. And I can't thank y'all enough for supporting us and showing us love when you can. And, yeah, we, you know, we want to grow, guys. We want to grow as much as we can. You know, this is not the end. This is an accomplishment to prove to everybody to never stop if you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Never stop. So, don't stop.
Carl's been speaking some facts lately, man. He's been, on some real shit.
I mean,
one of our, top 10 clips of, all time blank so far. Go listen to his Valentine. Spitting facts.
Is that a top 10?
Yeah, that was a top 10. Definitely. Really? Yeah. Go check that out. He's spitting facts about Valentine's Day. So definitely go check
that
out.
It's probably my all time funny. Like, even like, I don't like looking back at my stuff, but like, if I watch that video, I'd like die laughing.
It's great.
I'm like, wow. That's
great.
There's some truth, but at the same time.
I'm telling you, man. Super facts.
Amen, man. Amen. But yeah, man. Like, I was watching a video yesterday of Chad Ochocinco. He was saying how he got out of a relationship, and he's just like, man, but I still have video games. Video games are always going to be there for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may not have you screaming at me, but I can get a kill streak in Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? But what made me laugh even more was, I hate to call her out, but that's the homie, Vivian. She liked the video, and then I'm watching really? This, and I'm seeing her like, and I'm like, yeah. That sounds like her.
That makes
Shout
sense.
Shout out to you, Vivian. You're a good trooper. Shout out to you. Shout out. But, yeah. Relationships. Hello, darkness, my friend.
Carl's been going through it.
I've been going through it, yeah.
Carl's been going through it.
I won't say too much about it, but yes, I recently ended what I call a relationship. It was funny.
People call them situationships.
Yes, nowadays. A situationship. After months of dating, I won't say too much about her, but you know, it just things didn't click, and you know, that's all I got to say about that. But you know. I think nowadays, in the age of social media, where we want to try, where people try so hard to portray that things are looking so good, you don't have to make that effort to portray that. If you're truly unhappy and you tried to make things work, then if there's nothing you can do, not every relationship is going to be, you know, the movie romantic, you know, comedy type. You know, not everyone's going to be Belle and the Beast, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, Ike or Tina Turner. I said I can Tina. That was a horrible example. Scratch that from the record. But not, you know what I'm saying? Don't try so hard to portray something. Try hard for the sake of the relationship. Focus on your happiness. Find someone that truly makes you happy is the message that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you tried and there's nothing you can do, it's out of your hands, then don't force it. Don't. You don't want to be miserable for the rest of your life. Relationships are tough. They are hard. And you need a partner that will help you out and ensure that you are happy along those lines. So that's my message to everybody.
Spitting facts.
And don't worry if you feel like you're down in the dumps and you can't find anybody. If you're not getting all the likes on Hinge or Instagram or whatever you do to get your female or your male partner, counterpart, or whoever. We don't judge for gender here on the blank. It's okay. The world is a massive, massive place. Don't just focus on like your town or city. Just explore. Go explore. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short. That's all I got to say about that.
I love
Carlos
it.
Carlos Spitting Facts number 58.
Carlos Spitting Facts. I think that a lot of the episodes that we can like go back to, like we talked a lot about common topics, you know, throughout each episode. And there might be little tidbits of each one that we happen to bring forward. And as you can see, like there's reoccurring events and like reoccurring topics that Carlos and I talk about because it's true to the heart. And we think that our listeners almost feel the same way about it. You know what I mean? I think that some of our relationship episodes do extremely well because people can probably reach out and be like, man, I've gone through that.
Time to time. Thank you. Go ahead.
And sorry. This is wild. I feel like I should be long. I feel like I should get long hair now, man. This is what I feel like.
Trying to do my smolder, you know.
Oh, he's got the look. Pantene Pro V.
Dig it. It's Maybelline.
Maybelline. But I think that the topics that we happen to talk about and the stuff that we will continue to talk about are all things that are relatable to people, you know, in and around our age, like a younger generation than us, or even sometimes the older generation. Like, we run into these things that need to be spoken about. And, like, this is, you know, the main reason of the podcast. Like, definitely, it may not be the most organized or the most sophisticated, you know, way of approaching or the way of communicating.
We're not the JRE podcast.
Yeah, we're not communicating it the greatest way, but for us to be able to kind of create that conversation so that you, the listener, can get an understanding of where we're coming from and then even have those conversations yourself, you know, it's a big deal. And Carlos and I are still learning as we go.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit the 100th episode, but it's only the, you know, just a milestone.
Just the beginning, baby.
So,
baby, you know, baby.
What I, you know, one thing I love, like, about our podcast is that we do a lot of, like, I wouldn't say self-help. I wouldn't like to call it self-help, but we do talk a lot about taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
As an individual.
Because, you know, we truly find it important. It's necessary. I think in this day and age, not enough people are giving themselves credit. You know what I mean? You got to. Stop focusing on the exterior, you know? Work on the interior as well, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you have to focus on yourself. 110% you have to.
And I think it's just one of those important things that we really need to emphasize over and over again. In any episode, realistically, is that, you know, individuals around us or anyone that happens to listen to us, like, please, you know, do what you need to do. Take care of yourself. One of the crazy things I read today on a post in Reddit where it was kind of like, it was a finance post, but it applies to every aspect in life. The same way that sort of Giannis came up on our earlier topic where no matter everything that you do well in life or everything that you try to do well in life and you do all of the right moves, sometimes you still lose.
Yes.
Like, that's just the one of the topics in life kind of thing. No matter what you do, no matter how much effort you put in, you make all the right moves, all the smart moves, life can just throw you that curveball and you still lose in that topic kind of thing. And I think it's just a good learning lesson for ourselves, our listeners, and anyone else realistically that sometimes you can't control the bad things that happen in life, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that, you know, everyone has a setback. with what they could be see themselves winning at one point, but that one setback, it might, you know, be like, oh shit, life is over. But it's no, that's not the case. You have the support, then that's all that matters. Take The Weeknd, for example. Blinding Lights is probably like one of the most popular songs of all time. It's probably like in like the top 50 most popular songs ever made.
Ever.
And I'm talking ever. You can debate me all you want, but yes, I think it'll be in the top 50. Popular.
We're talking like since music has like been born.
Blinding Lights is up there. That song was literally freaking, like, I know you say songs are everywhere. That song was literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. That album and that song wasn't even nominated for a Grammy.
Crazy.
Wasn't even nominated. That album was nominated for anything, it would have swept the Grammys, in my opinion.
Definitely.
The Weeknd saw that as a huge what the fuck. All right? It was a slap in the face to him. But he didn't quit. He kept it moving. It was like, I'm not going to submit my music to the Grammys anymore because that's some BS. He was pissed off about it.
So is he not submitting his stuff to the Grammys anymore?
No more.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So
that's wild.
Well, I mean, after a year like that, like the week, I mean,
screwed
like,
him
you can't blame him. You can't blame him. So here's the deal, folks. You could be on a hot streak like you wouldn't believe it, but that one little thing should not deteriorate what you got to do, all right? Don't let it stop you. Keep it moving, all right? One little setback, that's all it is. It's a setback. Keep it moving and then learn from that to avoid such things, all right? The Weeknd learned, fuck the Grammys. I'm going to continue making music because my fans appreciate me. And now Guinness Book of World Records, I believe, they established that he's probably the most popular artist on the planet.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah. So, learn, folks. Keep it moving. Don't let that one thing ruin you. So what? You said some bad things about the Jews. Let that... What? All right, I'm going to say something about this about 100 episodes in, folks. I'm going to say some shit that will get me canceled, but you know what? I don't give a shit, all right? You need a... How am I going to take you seriously when you keep doing shit like that?
I can't help it. It's natural now.
Oh my God. Show your tie to everyone.
It's my B-day.
It's in June. But
birthday.
Yeah.
B-day.
Yo, sing to me like Tevin Campbell, man.
And I know that it's my birthday. And I will. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's definitely weird coming from you in the blue hair right now.
Happy
so.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ashley. Happy birthday to you.
That was beautiful.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
That was beautiful.
Then you faint.
Then I faint?
Yeah. Boom. There's and scene.
All over the place today.
A little bit. Well, that's one. That's the blank for you. We're all over the place. True. All over the place. Just an update for you Leafs and Tampa Bay fans, even though it's not live. I don't give a shit. It's still 1-1. I can't believe we missed it. What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Must have been a delay.
Let me take a sippy sip of the champagne.
So, Carlos, if there is, you know, let's say within the next 50 episodes, let's say, what is one thing that you do want to try to introduce into the show? And then maybe for our listeners... Maybe for ourselves. What is something that you're looking forward to in the next 50 that maybe we haven't done yet?
I would like to go out and interview people more, like out in public and get like a thoughts thing. Start like a maybe like a little, not like a debate, I'd say, but like silly topics. Maybe even serious if shit gets real. But go out and people get their thoughts, you know what I mean? Get them to fill in the blank of the problems of the world. You know, because we do that every week. Let's get the streets of Toronto. Who knows? Maybe we go international. Let's go to Timbuktu and get them to solve the problems of the world. Yeah, that's what I like to do. Yeah. What about yourself, Brian Drescher?
You know, before I start talking, I think that's a great thing. I think that people in Toronto have a lot of interesting views on things, you know, and we're very, we have a wide range of people. Like, you think about.
I think with my hair, I can hold my cup like this. Gives me right.
You can do, you can throw the pinky out as well. Fancy pinky. I think you're enjoying this a little bit too much.
I know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just trying to have a splendid good time. Yes, please. So go ahead.
But I think, like, with Toronto being such, like, a, I wouldn't say polarized, like, we have such a large city, and I feel like there's different views coming from every single region, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many interesting people in Toronto that, like you said, like, there's so much potential that we can have with, like, bringing outside people to interview, or, like, just being outside more, like when we're talking about the nicer weather kind of thing. So I'm definitely excited about that as well. So yeah, hopefully we can get that in the next 100.
Get that in. Whoa. Let's keep
trying to get it in.
Hey, man.
Trying to get it in.
All right. Well, do you want to announce the little contest or?
So this is super exciting for Carlos and I.
Super
exciting for Carlos and I. I think it's something that we've been talking a little bit about quite a while ago, and, like, we're still in the process of getting it, which is the one thing I'm really excited about for the next, you know, however long, is our merchandise. We really want to start trying to bring in our logo, and just really spreading the word of our podcast kind of thing, just to kind of expand it to a range of people that we don't know personally, or, like, people that are friends of friends or whatever it may be. Like, we're really hoping to get past that point. I mean, I think it's really the hardest point for any sort of content creation people in itself. So I think merchandise is definitely one of those routes that we're looking into very, very heavily. We all saw that with the birthday present for Carlos, you know, we did happen to get him the shirt. So we perfectly thought
one of one for now.
One of one.
But
dun-dun-dun. With today's episode, Carlos and I are doing a special, special giveaway to one individual winner. And pretty much what we're doing is we're actually going to create the second blank t-shirt specialized and created for that individual winner. So we are doing a giveaway, which is super fucking hype.
Super hype, super free, and super rare for now.
So all we really need you to do is we'll put a deadline on it.
Yeah, we'll put a post up. We're going to put a post up after today's episode. Not after. We'll do it, after we record today's episode. But then after we record it, I'm going to make an Instagram post. I will be still wearing the wig. So if any of y'all haven't seen the episode and wonder why I still I'm wearing this, looking all simply irresistible and shit. You know, mind your damn business, first of all. And secondly, listen and watch the episode, and then you'll find out why, okay? But I'll create the post. If y'all like, comment, and share the said post promoting the blank, helping your boys get some moolah.
Exposure. I don't know.
Did they, or is it end of first? No, it's
end of first.
Whew! That was close. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
But yes, if you like, comment, and share the post, and, we'll pick up, there'll be a raffle, and the winner will be selected. We'll ask you for your size. Be honest with us right now, okay? Don't complain if it's too big or too small, all right? We're still new at this game, so bear with us. But the winner will get the very first fan blank merchandise shirt.
Yes. So
for free.
Like Carl said.
For $50. Fuck it. Let them pay for it. I need money, damn it.
Are you going to date with Carl Sose over here? Hey.
Man, they ain't nothing. There's not enough money in the world. You know what I'm saying? You're in for a good time. All right. But yes, free t-shirt for anyone that supports, shows love to the blank enough. All right?
Definitely the next Instagram post when this episode happens to go live, Carl's going to post something. Like, comment, share it with somebody. We're going to try and get a list of everyone who happened to conduct it, or at least follow those steps. And then we'll raffle between the whole pool. And then, we'll You can DM Carlos your address. If you do happen to win, we'll reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send you a t-shirt, which is really cool. So you'll have the two, or one of two t-shirts made by the blank before we happen to get our merchandise. Boom, boom, boom. So super fucking hype. If you made it to this episode, wait for the Instagram post. Definitely going to be cool as fuck. We're giving out a free t-shirt. So I'm hyped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be good. It'll be great. And yeah. Look out for it, folks. Look out, look out, look out, look out. Uh-oh. You need more of the I need more of the bubbly, apparently.
We're still going. We're still going.
Okay. Oh, we're finishing this, basically.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely, he says?
Uh-oh. You can't keep champagne the next day.
Is that a rule? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Actually? Your rule. That's your... You son of a bitch. That's your rule.
Do this for too long, man. God, I feel like those 80s rockers.
I feel like a drag queen.
You look good.
Thank you. What's up,
super hype about the giveaway.
It'll be good, man. You finally have a fan wearing our merch, you know, telling their friends and family. Yeah. It'll be good to spread the word, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It'll be a good time, and we hope you know, I'm excited for it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a different edition from my shirt, I hear the ish is comfortable, and I'm excited for it to see
it will be good.
You know, and this is just the first of many, folks. We're going to have we're trying to get cups. We're trying to get cups, you know, we're trying to get more posters. You know, a lot of stuff. Shoot, we might even have a shoe deal with Nike coming up, all we know. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Stay tuned, folks. Keep it locked. This is the Blank 100.
I think one thing I do want to throw out there as well is that for our listeners, if there is something that you do want to see or you would like to, you know, potentially purchase or something just with our logo on it, please, shoot us a DM. Mm. You know, you have our Instagram if you're, you know, probably watching this. Shoot us an email or whatever it may be. Just get in contact with us. Give us an idea and we can, you know, try to make it come to fruition.
Try to make it happen, Captain. We're here to serve. We're here to entertain and serve, all right? We're not just good looking you know, sensual males. We're
doing the damn thing.
We like to give and take. But we like to give more than we take. Leave it up like this for a little bit. All right. See, try it out. Switch it up a little bit. All right. Switch it up. So blank 100, man. Blank 100. Is there a moment where you kind of like regret, just like, why did I say that? Or like, should we have recorded that?
No.
All right. I'll tell you my episode. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no. There's probably some cancellation ones that I might be worried about in the future, but I'm not worried about it right now. And you know what? No. I'm going to say this for the record, okay? I said what I said, goddammit, and I ain't taking back shit. If y'all can't take a joke, that's your damn problem. Listen to me carefully, all right? I said what I said, folks. I don't need goddamn... for people coming at me being like, oh, that was so insensitive to so-and-so. No, it's a joke. Take it.
Real.
It's a comedic podcast. What are you listening to us for if you can't take jokes, okay? Comedy is still alive, and we're trying to resurrect it every day, step by step. And we're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it.
It's tough because, like, the stuff that we talk about is really, I wouldn't say, like, so opinionated to the point where it's like we're, like, you know, defying it with our lives, kind of, or defending it with our lives. It's
right.
We really just have this show to be able to kind of express certain opinions. And it's not as if Carlos and I aren't open to changing our opinions 100%. If we get, you know, proper debating or, you know, proper opinions from other people that are, you know, potentially the opposite side of what we happen to think. Yes. Even Carlos and I, there's things that we don't agree on.
Absolutely.
If you go look in some of the older episodes, like, there's definitely things that...
I didn't want him to wear that chain today.
I like this chain.
Well, I don't. See? Disagreement. But you know what? you move on, and you learn from it. You keep it moving. It's not going to bother me, even though after the cameras are going to be done, I'm going to fucking go off on him because he's wearing that goddamn shit. No, I'm kidding. Overall, folks, it's healthy to disagree from time to time, okay? That's it. To agree to disagree, it's healthy, all right? It doesn't mean that the person disagrees with you for one thing, then you shouldn't deal with that person for the rest of your life. No. No. All right? Finding people that agrees with you with everything is cool, but finding someone that you're able to disagree with, but at the same time come to terms with, that you both don't share the same opinion, is even better. Not, well, I wouldn't say better. It's equally good. Because it shows that you care about the person themselves, even if they, if you don't agree with the same points, all right? That's all I got to say about that.
Carlos is spitting facts today, man.
I'm just throwing bombs.
I'm hoping that over the next, like, 100 episodes, like, we really get to learn the life lessons of Carlos. Mm. I think that...
Give me a book.
I think Carlos has a lot to offer when it comes to, you know, these sort of wisdom sessions kind of thing. And I think that it almost makes me excited to start editing, like, a lot of the things that we're going to be saying over the next 100 episodes, right? Like, just the amount of stuff that we can put into one. And Carlos is a bundle of joy, man. Jeez. A bundle of truth.
Jeez.
And
thanks,
a bundle,
man,
of facts. So we're hype.
Yeah, thanks, man.
We're hype. He got me this wig.
Yeah, man.
So
you know, and thanks for dealing with my buffoonery. You know what I mean?
You've been canceled with you.
Yeah,
even though I didn't ask for it.
You're a trooper, man, and I appreciate that. You know, and you're a great co-host.
And I'm left as hell.
I wouldn't ask for a better co-host, except for Conan O'Brien. If he wanted me, you're fired. Well, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, just saying. I'm just being out there. But you know what this episode needs? You know what this episode needs? You know what this episode needs? Do you know what this episode needs? We never had a Some People's Kids this segment.
I don't think we've had one in the last, like...
In the last few episodes.
Actually, yeah, it doesn't feel like we've had one in the last few episodes.
But you know what? It's a 100th episode. The champagne!
Yeah, the champagne's doing this.
Yeah.
I'm already getting red.
So, blank 100 today goes to... Who should it go to today? You see, I don't even know who they should. I haven't even seen some buffoonery today. Was there any buffoonery that was recent that you've seen? Oh, okay. I know. Okay. So I was reading online that there was this female that was a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Oh, yes.
Who passed away from cardiac arrest from plastic surgery because she wanted to look like Kim. And I saw the after effects of, not after her recent surgery, but the, because she had developments to look like Kim, and the figure of her body was very unrealistic. It was almost like the thinnest waist I've seen on a human, and the ass of a goddamn
Kablamo.
Yeah, stallion. All right, not even like Megan the Stallion. I'm talking like a full out freaking sea biscuit. Okay. I'm gonna say Some People's Kids are the goddamn surgeons that let this happen. I get it. You work in the medical field. You do whatever they want so long as they pay you. But don't you have a right to ensure the safety of these people before you take the money to be like, I don't think that's a good idea? Isn't it your job to save lives? Not the plastic surgeons, obviously, but at the same time, these plastic surgeons, scumbags who fucking take money and do whatever they want because they ask for it. Why can't you just sit down and just be like, hey, look, I want to take your money, but with everything that's gone on with your body so far, I don't think it's a good idea.
It's a tough, tough, tough situation, man.
Now I'm even thinking about it. I'm just like, should I even give it to Some People's Kids, to these surgeons? Because I know they're just doing their job. But at the same time, it's like, they knew the risk.
Yeah.
Ah. You know, I'm not going to give some people's kid to the dead either because, you know, unfortunately they lost their life. So that's I'm gonna search quickly as to who deserves some people's kids.
It's a tough situation, man. With plastic surgery and like especially with like social media being so predominant, you know, we've had these reoccurring events and reoccurring topics over quite a while.
Oh.
And we really think that, you know, you are sort of, you know, the main sort of choice or the main sort of decision maker to your choices kind of thing, right? Like, you have to be able to kind of like come to truth and be like, hey, this is too much surgery, right? Yeah. Like, I already look like her. I think I saw pictures of her. She looks exactly like her.
Face-wise.
And it's like, why body-wise, do you need anything more, yes, right? And I guess, like, in that case, it's like, man, it's never enough.
Mm.
Which adds to the point of, like, consumerism or, yes, like, you know, feeling good about yourself or whatever you're going through. Excuse me. But I don't know. Like, it's unfortunate that she had to lose her life to learn that lesson. But I'm hoping that people see that and learn that lesson where it's like, man, just fuck all that surgery shit.
Okay. Well, you know what? Scratch the whole last thing. They don't deserve. You know who deserves some people's kids?
Who are we getting into this week?
The only fan model who can't find relationships. you heard about that this week?
I'm sure that a lot of OnlyFans models
there
can't
was a
find
report them. That a lot of OnlyFans models have a tough time maintaining or finding a relationship.
I'm sure.
Well, here's the thing. Why the fuck do you need a report for that? You know what you do for a living? A
lot of wasted time.
What do you you think you're going to find love? Huh? You think your boyfriends are going to lay in the bed in the back meanwhile while you're fucking popping your... going eagle, you know, spread eagle on a goddamn webcam sitting on fucking chocolate fondue cake?
I would like to say there has to be somebody out there for that person.
Yes, but what I'm saying is they're not going to catch lightning in a bottle every fucking time.
That's true.
Just because you attract attention online does not mean that they're going to be lining up at your door to live with you. These people just want to masturbate to you. They don't want to fucking be with your husband
take
or your partner.
$8.95 a month and be gone with
it. Hold on. I just paid for your subscription. Now you want me to get you a wedding ring too? No, don't work like that. You knew the risk, ladies and gents too. Whoever does OnlyFans, you knew the risk. Come on.
What's that? That saying where it's like, "Fuck around and find out" or something like that.
There's a graph, folks.
Yeah.
Fuck around right here, find out right here. OnlyFans models, they went right goddamn there. You fuck around and you find out. Now look at you. Lonely, complaining there's no good men. There are good men. Well, who do you think are your subscribers?
Oh, my God.
They're good, decent men. They have families, you know? They're just not good to you. They're just not good enough for you is all. OnlyFans models, listen and listen to me carefully. All right? If you want to find a person, the only suggestion I have is to date other OnlyFans models. There's not many men.
That's a good solution.
Right?
That's a great solution.
Who else knows you more than someone that does what you do for
respects
a
your hustle.
Right?
You know?
You know what I mean? And then they also have their own hustle.
Yeah. No, that's a great solution.
You have to find someone that knows what you do and lives the way you do.
Maybe we need to create like the blank speeding event for OnlyFans
models.
Model.
That would be
100th episode. Baby. Woo!
Jeez, that's an idea.
That's an interesting idea.
Now that would be something.
You know what I mean?
Just create an event and then get these models love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everyone deserves love.
Everyone deserves love. You know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, you've definitely gone through some weird shit. Are you done some bad shit in your life? Or you just do stuff that people don't find respect for or likable? You definitely still deserve love.
Absolutely.
There's just somebody out there out for you.
Yes.
It's just hard to find.
Yes. So, you know what, OnlyFans models? We're giving you some people's kids, but we're also giving you a solution. So, all OnlyFans models, keep a lookout in the near future. We got you. We'll create a speeding date event. And we'll speed dating event. We'll get you love, all right? And That's on period. That's on period.
I'm starting to enjoy this hair too much, man.
Oh, is that you're gonna make it like a weekly thing?
It's crazy because I'm literally looking at you and I'm like, kind of like, man, I can definitely see you wearing hair like this, and it looks so natural the way that you have it parted. Jeez. Like mine looks like definitely a wig, but yours is so like perfect.
Now it's just like everywhere. Oh, Jesus!
It looks great.
I'm exposing. Okay, we are reaching the end here, folks. I guess we'll say our quick thank yous again. I know that, you know, we're not the most popular. We're not in the top 10 of your podcast, but if we're entertainment for anyone out there, that's good enough for me. And, I appreciate anyone and everyone that gives the time to listen, to watch our podcast. And, you know, we appreciate y'all so much. Thank you, everyone who's supported us all the way, who has at least told someone, you know, that we had a podcast and gave us a chance. And we hope that you stick with us along the way to see where we go from here. So thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And, yeah, that's my take on it. You have anything to say to these young, beautiful people?
Everything what Carlos just said, it means the world to us. You know, we're 100 episodes deep and just enjoying our time with it. Like, even this episode, just being able to kind of drink champagne, you know, on our video and just kind of talk about and reflect about our past episodes. And hopefully to share a drink with you, I really hope that you did get a drink.
Yeah.
And for everyone who knows me, I'm a huge drinker. But honestly, it means from the bottom of our hearts. I can't say much more about it, but other than thank you. We love you to death, and hopefully you'll be with us for another 100 episodes. But please, please, if there's one thing I can reiterate, comment, like, and then share the Instagram post. We will have a list of everyone, and I'm really excited to see who wins the T-shirt.
And we hope once you get the shirt, you promote it.
Yeah.
We'll post your pic. Were you wearing it?
Please take a pic with you wearing it.
Even
and then
if we'll hang out with you if you're wearing it. You know what I'm saying?
DM us.
Yeah. So let's get it. Yeah. Folks, let's get this contest going. Let's promote the blank. Let's get us some moolah so we can get you. Yo, I'm trying to get famous enough so I can book us a booth and hang out and chill in the VIP section where I won't be in the goddamn crowded motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do. Help us help you.
I think what we'll do is maybe we'll post in a week or two, just a deadline date, because we can't happen to have it forever, right? So we'll do a cutoff date. You'll hear from us on the Instagram, like maybe it's 2 or 3 weeks. And then we'll do maybe like an Instagram post of us picking the winner.
Yes.
And it will be a randomized thing. It's not going to be someone that we know.
We're not trying to jip anybody. We love y'all, but we're not picking a special person. Yeah, Idris, so I hope definitely. You win. Idris, I hope you win. Anyways, on that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank 100 with Carlos and... That was a fake this entire time? Holy shit! This is The Blank 100 with Carlos and Ryan. And remember, y'all, for the 100th time, I can't have to tell y'all every single goddamn episode.
Goddamn.
But I'll tell you anyway. Phil. Phil. Phil.
Fill it in, everybody.
Fill it in, y'all. Thank y'all. Love
y'all.
Peace,
everybody. Love you. 100 episodes.
Woo!
Goddamn.